The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, July 18, 2022. The 32nd Pastors for Peace caravan is arriving this Monday to Cuba in a new embrace of solidarity despite the blockade imposed by the United States on the island for more than six decades. The 91-member group are mostly young people aged 18 to 30 years who have never visited Cuba before. They departed from the international airport in Miami, the city where they arrived after merging the caravans that traveled more than 20 U.S. cities in three different routes with a message against the unilateral siege implemented by the White House. They also collected donations and funds for the purchase of medicines to the Cuban people. Our goal is to reach new generations of Friends of Cuba, Samira Adri, program coordinator of the Interreligious Foundation for Community Organization, Pastors for Peace, told Prensa Latina. Cuban lawmakers are preparing to analyze during this week issues of economic and social impact in the context of the ninth ordinary period of sessions of Parliament in its ninth legislature. The activities prior to the event will take place at the Havana's Conference Center on July 20. These sessions will be held from July 21 to 23, and the participants will exchange criteria on several issues of interest to the nation. The National Assembly of People's Power, that is the Parliament of Cuba, holds two regular sessions a year at the end of each semester for a term of 2 or 3 days per session, and its permanent commissions meet before each period. Composed of more than 600 lawmakers, the highest Cuban legislative body is currently one of those with the highest presence of women globally. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted Nelson Mandela's legacy on the occasion of the International Day of the South African leader who made history in the fight against the apartheid. From his Twitter account using Mandela Day 2022, the president celebrated the event and stressed that no one forgets the fights and sufferings of the great fighter against colonialism and imperialism. He was Fidel and Cuba's great friend, whom he thanked for their contribution to the apartheid's end. Nelson Mandela dedicated a good part of his life to fight against discrimination, racism, and inequality. And in the international agenda, we have that the Panamanian government on Sunday reported that various security agencies have seized 70 tons of drugs to date this year. According to authorities' report, from January 1, 2022 to July 15, the drug seizure figure exceeds the results of the same period in 2021, seizing 68.5 tons of drugs. Joint actions have been conducted by the National Police, National Border Service, and the National Aeronaval Service with close collaboration with the Attorney General's office. In this regard, the Security Ministry said that whether this problem continues, it plans to exceed the 128 tons seized throughout last year, considered Panama's largest drug seizure ever. 336 drug traffickers were arrested, 228 Panamanians, and 111 from other nations, including Colombians, Costa Ricans, and Nicaraguans. Meanwhile, the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of our America People's Trade Treaty, ALBA TCP, condemned the new coercive and unilateral measures of the United States against Nicaragua, according to a statement from the organization. The alliance urged the international community to denounce what it described as aggression towards Managua, considering that they violate the fundamental principles of the Charter of the United Nations. Finally, ALBA TCP ratified its solidarity with the people and government of Nicaragua, the target of punitive actions by the White House, such as sanctions on its financial system, government representatives and private citizens, military leaders, legislators, and relatives of President Daniel Ortega. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.